This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time to close PLO offices in the United States. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I wonder if our listeners realize that the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO, maintains two permanent offices in the United States. One is a so-called observer mission to the United Nations, and the other, an information office, is here in Washington, D.C. It's outrageous that this terrorist organization, which is out to destroy the State of Israel, can operate freely here. It's high time we took two steps. First, serve notice on the United Nations that the PLO office in New York has to go. Second, find out if existing law will permit us to shut down the PLO's propaganda office in Washington, and if not, let's write a law that will. Ted, the PLO stands for things that all Americans abhor: terrorism, violence, and hatred. Don't you agree with me that it's time they peddled their poison somewhere else?
Bullseye today, Bob. Both of those PLO offices ought to be shut, and the sooner the better. In fact, this is a good place for the Reagan administration to start if it wants to end the disarray in its anti-terrorism policy after the arms deal with Iran. Congress and the country are still shocked by the disclosure that at the very time the White House was publicly proclaiming its tough on terrorism line, it was privately dealing arms to the Ayatollah and the terrorist regime in Tehran. We're already making progress on expelling the PLO office from Washington, Bob, thanks to the initiative last fall by Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey. The Justice Department must let Congress know by February 1st whether it has enough authority under existing law to shut down the PLO office. One thing for sure, Bob, if more authority is needed, they'll get it from us. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.